Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, a librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovation. Charlotte turned 250 years old on December 3rd and has a rich and diverse history. The Robinson Spangler Carolina Room is the local research hub for Charlotte and the surrounding areas. If you want historical or genealogical information, this is the place to be. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we're going to be talking about programs and resources available through the Robinson Spangler Carolina Room, also known as the Carolina Room, which is how I'll refer to it in the rest of this recording. With us today, we have the staff of the Carolina Room. Leonora Kaufman is the manager. Sheila Bumgarner, Tom Cole, and Robert Stoker are the librarians. Sydney Vale is the archivist. Megan Bowden is our part-time genealogical specialist. The Carolina Room is located on the third floor of Main Library at 310 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're recording from the Mecklenburg Room, which is a striking and very interesting rare books room in the Carolina Room.
The room is, you'll see it's in knotty pine. It was built by the family of Mary Brevard Alexander Howe, and it's basically called the Howe Room, but it ended up being called the Mecklenburg Room. It was originally designed for researchers to come and use. We used to have a computer in here, but it's changed over the years what the duties for this room are.
And what's its current most prevalent use is?
Housing our rare books.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Why don't each of you tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you do, and maybe a fun or interesting fact. Leonora?
Hi, my name is Leonora Kaufman, and I'm the manager of the Robinson Spangler Carolina Room. I haven't been here long. I started, I believe, in August. And I have to say, I never knew what to expect when I took over this position, but I have been really impressed with the staff, who are brilliant, who practice extraordinary customer service, who have a tremendous amount of loyalty and dedication to their customers, to each other, and to the organization. And we also have a huge, robust, and rich collection that brings history to the community. I'm really happy I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Sheila?
Well, I'm the old lady now. I've been here for 30 years. I started out fresh out of graduate school. I am in charge of doing programming, exhibits. I order the history materials for the department, the music materials. I'm the photograph archivist and the music archivist. And I love my job, and I love helping people, and that's how I got started as a librarian, by helping someone.
All right. Sydney, you want to come?
My name's Sydney. I am the archivist here, so I'm in charge of managing and maintaining all of the archival collections in the Carolina Room. What that means is I process and preserve all of our historical artifacts and documents so that the community has access to them for a long time. And a fun fact about me is I am very new to the Charlotte area. I just moved here from Richmond in July, and I'm loving every second of being part of this team.
All right. Tom?
I'm Tom Cole. Like everyone else here, I do frontline public service, but my area of specialty is to use Carolina Room resources to tell the story of Charlotte Mecklenburg to the public. And sometimes I tell that story through giving talks out to local groups, and oftentimes I tell the story through exhibits on the website. And I'm responsible for putting things up on the website, managing the content. I don't produce all the content. We have some helpful staff members and volunteers who can help with that.
Right.
Newest exhibition coming up soon is one on the recent history of the public library. We have a history of the library up to 1989 on the website.
Okay.
And so I took it forward a quarter century.
Great. Look forward to that. Megan, would you like to go?
Hi, I'm Megan. I am the only part-time person on staff in the Carolina room, so I provide lots of help to the other librarians here. I studied history and worked as a genealogist, so I really love helping people study their family history, and it's a good place to be.
Cool. Robert?
My name is Robert Stoker. I came to the Carolina Room about 4 years ago. I do cataloging for the special collections here, and as required for all catalogers, there is nothing interesting or amusing about me at all.
That is so not true.
So your fun fact is that there is no fun fact.
That's correct.
So what are the historical resources or types of resources available through the Carolina Room?
So real quick, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what an archive and archival collection is. So an archive is a huge collection of just historical materials. Each archival collection has its own focus and scope. So for instance, I was just yesterday working on processing a collection called the Pettaway Papers. And it was about Bonnie Pettaway's, who was a local genealogist in Mecklenburg County. And she worked with hundreds and hundreds of people across the country and our own community. And it's just a collection of her genealogy notes, different correspondence. But we also have other collections, too, with actual artifacts. One example is Dr. Sam Maloney's collection, and it's a collection of Native American spearheads and arrowheads. So we have an archival collection can really be of anything. It doesn't have any restraints, I guess. But it's basically just a collection of historical materials.
One of our most popular collections is the Dr. James P. McCombs collection. And he was a doctor and he dabbled in gold mines. And so we have the leases, we have correspondence. He leased the Reed Gold Mine, which is in Cabarrus County. And apparently he had a manager who would write him every day just about asking him to come because they were having problems at the mine. And you also get job descriptions. You get the pay that they received. There are a couple of photographs. Those are the kinds of things that make up a set of papers in an archival collection. And gold mining was very popular and was really started in the 1700s. With the Reed Gold Mine, but there were 64 gold mines in Mecklenburg County, and that's why we had a U.S. Mint to mint gold coins. And you have to have businesses to support that kind of work, like blacksmiths and people who do work in ironworks and hardware stores and livery stables, all sorts of things that supported the gold mining industry.
Okay, so it sounds like the Carolina Room has a vast amount of materials. How are the materials obtained?
Talking about archival papers, and when we first moved into this building, we had oodles of archival papers that had never been touched.
Okay.
And so this is Sheila, and I was the first archivist, the first one to attempt to try and organize these collections. And then over the years, we've had two great archivists who have come in. But after we tackled those collections that were here, we started getting calls from other people. And like I said, I literally crawled underneath someone's bed to pull out their family papers, and they were fantastic. It was the Torrance family, and it was all the property where Presbyterian Novant Hospital is, and it gave the history of that area. One trunk full of papers that we'd been sitting here since the 60s were the Wilkes papers. And it documents so much history of Charlotte from the 1850s onward. It's about 1913. And you just don't come across things like that. And since then, people call us and we go get them.
Yeah, all of our archival collections have been donated, just like Sheila was saying. This is Sydney speaking. And we're just so grateful to serve a community that really actively cares and preserves Charlotte Mecklenburg history. And just since I've been here, it was actually my third day on the job. I got a call from a woman, and she had a World War I uniform that her great uncle wore in World War I. And it turns out that this particular man, his name was Maurice Biggers. He has other letters and stuff that we already had in our collection. So it was just a really great way. A great donation that really just kind of came full circle around this one man's life.
Right.
So when cleaning out grandma and granddad's attic or auntie and uncle's, be sure to see if there's any great historical letters. And they don't have to be from 1920 or 1800. They can be from the 50s. As long as it's talking about Charlotte and Mecklenburg County, we are interested, including your photographs, just not those Polaroids.
Why not the Polaroids?
They don't last long. They fade, and they're generally, if they're like the ones in my house, that they're show little kids in their Easter costumes.
Yeah, gotcha.
And as the archivist here, I can talk a little bit more about how these materials and these historical collections are organized. So sometimes the donated collections are just a box of random papers. It could be, you know, just all thrown in a box. Nothing is ever really given in an archival standard way. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I go through and I organize, if there is no organization already with the donated collection, I go through and kind of try to make sense of how this collection would be most helpful to people who are using it. So kind of organizing things in different subjects. So correspondence, if there's government papers, if there's vital records, that sort of thing, and organizing these types of documents and artifacts in a way that makes sense to someone who would be using it for research. So there's a lot of folders, there's a lot of boxes, but it's really interesting work, and I geek out every time I come to work, so I get to work with these incredible materials.
And they're all stored in two climate-controlled vaults. Yes. That's very important. When I say that, it means that there's a low humidity and a low temperature, and that is the best way to store, for long-term purposes, photographs and archival papers. So get those materials out of the attic and out of the basement and bring them upstairs.
So basically you're saying the main purpose of an archive is to preserve the materials and
make
provide
access. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I guess the preservation part is the reason that none of the materials in the Carolina Room can be checked out?
No, most special collections, like especially the book collection, no one in the United States and the world checks out their archival materials. But some libraries have a special collection of materials that remain there. And that way, if you know, when things circulate, sometimes they don't always find their way back. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some of our books, they have a limited edition or limited press, a limited number, like if it's the Smith family. They may have only published 150 copies. Right. So if that copy goes and does not come back, it's lost to us forever.
Okay.
It can't be replaced.
Yeah, but it also as the staff in the Carolina Room, we're also responsible for making sure that all of these materials are being handled in a professional and safe way. So people, I mean, even with older books, we have book cradles that we can help so it doesn't mess up the binding. We have cotton gloves for looking at negatives or any type of photographs. So it's really just important to us to make sure that we are actively preserving these materials and making sure that they're, again, in an environmentally controlled area, and we just keep everything safe here.
Okay. So because of the nature of the material, the type of material, and the preservation aspects, we do not want anybody to check this stuff out.
Right.
Correct.
But it is worth noting that the Carolina Room does have a small circulating collection. We do have materials that we have duplicate copies of, or things that sometimes we have multiple copies of beyond duplicate. And we do have a small circulating collection. It is housed on the second floor, so it doesn't have to interfere with our collection up here and get mixed in.
Right.
Those materials can be placed on hold. They can be checked out. Mm. They can be obtained through interlibrary loan. So if somebody is looking in the catalog and finds something that they're interested in, if they see that a copy of it is listed as NCR circulating collection, then they can put a hold on it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
This is Sheila. We have one of the finest collections of North Carolina. Well, I don't know if you call it North Carolinian history, but it's all the history of North Carolina, anything you ever wanted to know. We also house one of the largest genealogical collections for a public library in the state of North Carolina. We have novels by North Carolina writers and music by some of our great musicians from Piedmont, North and South Carolina, as well as a large photograph collection and postcard collection, most of which you can see online at cmstory.org. Our map collection is so helpful. And then we have these interesting things called vertical files, which are basically files with lots of cool information inside on every subject related to Charlotte. We have it from hippies to zoos. It's a very wonderful resource, and it gets a lot of use.
We also have a lot of great things in our archival collections too, and some of our archival collections consist of historical documents and artifacts relating to local history, genealogy, Charlotte Mecklenburg families, publications by local people in Mecklenburg, military and Camp Green neighborhoods, and we also have an ephemera collection as well.
We have
Can you explain that last term, ephemera?
Sure. So ephemera is just kind of a little bit of everything. So keepsakes, different artifacts. So for instance, we have some ceramic plates, we have pottery, we have a World War I uniform, glass bottles from local businesses, textiles, and just other types of cool artifacts. But really just anything and everything that represents our history in Mecklenburg.
Yeah, we have examples.
The Native American spearheads.
Spearheads and the Catawba pottery. Yeah. We also have our oldest book is John Locke,
okay.
philosopher who's basically his philosophy is the basis for our democracy.
Right.
We have a letter that's handwritten by Queen Charlotte.
We are blessed to have a wonderful postcard collection that dates back probably to a little bit before the turn of the century. And the great thing about it is you get to see Charlotte in color as opposed to the black and white images that we have. And it really documents the changes that have taken place at the square for almost 200 years. And it's just really, not the postcards so much as the photographs do that, but it's just really cool to see all the great images and how Charlotte has changed and grown over the past years.
We also have yearbooks from area high schools.
Annuals. And if anyone has a Second Ward high school annual, we really, really want them. Really, please. We're not proud. I have crawled underneath beds to get papers. Yes. I have crawled in attics to get archival papers. We are not proud.
Okay. Okay, so what's... What would be some specific examples of, say, authors that people might be familiar with?
Well, of course, we have Thomas Wolfe. He's probably one of the most well-known North Carolina writers. But we have the most modern ones, too, like Lee Smith, Clyde Edgerton. And there's some really good people who are putting out great mysteries like Mignon Ballard. And it's just a great collection. It gets some use, and a very large poetry collection that doesn't get as much use as it once did.
Okay, thank you. How about accessing the historical information or other information online?
We maintain a website called CM Story, the Charlotte Mecklenburg Story, cmstory.org, and it has special exhibits which are meant to showcase what's in the room and tell part of the story of the history of Charlotte Mecklenburg County. So those are interesting and enjoyable to read. None of these exhibits is meant to be exhaustive, to tell the whole part of one story. Okay. We want to leave people reason to still come to the room and not overtax them with an enormous website. There are some databases on the website you wouldn't find elsewhere. An index to divorces in Mecklenburg County, or a list of soldiers who were stationed here in World War I, and marriage and death notices from the newspapers of the 19th and early 20th century. But
and the Gold Star soldiers,
of course.
The soldiers who did make it back from World War II, and you give a great little bio about them and their contribution to the country. It's just we all cried when we created that.
Yeah. There are some databases, some exhibits, but for those seeking to do research and looking for information to do that, we send them to look at the census online through Heritage Quest or Ancestry Library Edition, which we'll be talking about later, I know.
Okay.
And our photograph collection is a unique and special collection online. Mm-hmm. And I send people to it all the time. I respect it, admire it. Sheila's put it together, knows, can say a bit more about it.
I've been working on that collection since 1999, and we still have more images to catalog, but it really is one of the great documents of Charlotte's history because it's visual. You get a real feel for how Charlotte looked, how people dressed, events that took place. It's just a wonderful thing that goes along with text. as well as the ephemera collection, because we have a lot of pamphlets and brochures that document special events that happened in Charlotte. And it's just a great resource.
Just to underline about the photograph collection, it's not only that we have it here in the room, but that it's also available through the images tab on the website. So a majority, not all of our photographs are online. Those that are online are plenty, and they're very illustrative.
Yeah. And they get used a lot. They're used in documentaries. They are used in published histories. They are used to decorate some hotels, because the Dunhill across the street wanted documentation of how the hotel looked at different times. And it's been used, some of them have even been used in movies and the news.
Mm. And so, you know, we're in the process of increasing our online presence. And, so people can get to our collections, our customers can get to our collections from where they live or from where they are, and our staff can get to the collections as well across the system.
And what is not online, but we are creating a database, are the Charlotte Observer negatives that we have from roughly 1958 to 2000. And if I had to estimate the numbers, I would just say a gazillion.
Yeah, there's millions and millions of negatives.
But we have pulled some from the most significant events in Charlotte's history, and they have been used to create books and then lots of documentaries, and we're just privileged to house those on behalf of the Charlotte Observer.
Okay, so if you have their negatives, how do you see what's on the negative? Are you just...
It's a process. Generally, if they give us a date, we'll go pull the negatives, because they're arranged by the day it was shot, not the day it appeared in the paper. Uh-huh. And we generally have a 90 to 95% success rate. And then we scan them, and we get permission from the Observer, depending on how they're going to be used. And we get permission from them, and it's just a treasure trove of great information. But unfortunately, it does have lots of little headshots of people we will never know. But what we do, because a lot of the photographs don't end up in the paper, because they'll take 50 shots to get one photograph.
Right.
But we don't have a dark room in the back. We don't have to develop the negatives or anything.
No, we're not that high.
So when you scan the negative, it actually comes out the picture.
That's right.
Yeah. And then we do Photoshop to clean it up, because a lot of them are scratchy.
Yeah.
I sent a woman a picture of her mother as a nurse in 1958.
Really?
When the Charlotte Observer came and did a little special on Charlotte Memorial Hospital, and it looked as if it had been taken yesterday.
Really?
It was that clear.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'll have to see that scanner. But you're saying you don't have any information about the photos. You just have...
Oh, yes, we do, because we have a database. And for the ones that I have pulled, especially from the time during the Civil Rights Movement, we have a lot of those. And when the schools were being integrated, and they were pulled, a lot of those were pulled for when we did the African American Album 2, which was a CD-ROM, but now is online. And that, which is documents the history of Second Ward, and a lot of those negatives were used for that. And then we just, over the years, like if I come across something like a presidential visit, because you'd be surprised, people want to know when Bill Clinton was here. And we get requests from some guy who wants to know when certain bands from the 70s and 80s appeared here. And sometimes he wants photographs.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. What are the genealogical resources or types of resources available through the Carolina Room?
So in print, we have books from all states, particularly impressive collection from the Southeast and New England, a little less as you move further west. And those can be anything from marriage records to court documents to newspaper announcements. It really varies. And how much we have from each county or state, that varies as well. We also have on microfilm records from Mecklenburg County, as well as other counties in North Carolina and South Carolina.
Okay.
And online we have Ancestry Library Edition, which is now available in all of the branches, not through home. You do have to go visit your branch. And if you need help, we will come out to the branch and assist you. We are also going to be lining up to do programs at the branches to get people more engaged in their family history. Heritage Quest, as Tom mentioned before, that's a good resource.
We're also an affiliate library for an application called Family Search, which is like an ancestry. It's more limited, but it has a different amount of collections in it. Some things that are unique to as well.
There's lots of different documents, online resources that we can share with you that we've used over the year. One of our favorite is the Register of Deeds, Mecklenburg County Register of Deeds website, and you can trace your deeds. They go back to the 1700s. It's a wonderful resource.
It's interesting how important that Register of Deeds website is and how often we use it, because people come to us for family history, but a good fraction of other questions has to do with history of my house. And people really want to know about that.
That's one I was a historic preservation consultant before I was a librarian, and that's one of my skills I brought to the department. And it's fun tracing people's deeds as long as we have the information. And another great thing about it is a lot of times people call and ask for an obituary and we just can't find it. And then we use that and instead of Ancestry sometimes, because it's faster and it's a little bit further on. And we discover the person did not die in Mecklenburg County. So that's why we can't find an obituary.
Oh, okay.
It also has plat maps on it, because a lot of people come in and they want to know where their ancestor lived in 1790.
Oh.
It can be done. We do have some maps with people's names on them, but not quite that early.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So I have a very old house in Lincoln County, in Lincolnton, North Carolina. Would you be able to give me any history on my house?
If we have the deeds, which I'm pretty sure we do for Lincoln County, and you've got at least some idea of the ownership, we can help you trace the deed.
Okay.
Now, if it's architectural, I'd have to see the house. But a lot of those, especially Lincoln County, that was one of the early counties in North Carolina. So.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I might do that. Okay. So how would a person access the online resources?
Online resources are available. You can go directly to our website, which is runs off of cmlibrary.org website. And if you go under where it says branches, we're actually listed as a branch in there. It's the Robinson Spangler Carolina Room. You can click into that. And you could access things like Ancestry Library Edition that way through the cmlibrary.org website, right off their resources page. So there's two ways of getting there.
Don't forget about the Charlotte Observer database from 1892.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people don't know that. Mm. They have access, customers have access to the Charlotte Observer from 1892 to the present, and you can do that from your house. You don't have to come in as long as you have a library card, which is another good reason to get a library card. It's under resources, under the resources box at cmlibrary.org.
Okay.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
There's an additional database that people have thanked me for showing them, and it's another newspaper one called North Carolina Historic Newspaper Digital Collection. And it's under the H's in the list of resources, being the word historic.
Gotcha.
But it has North Carolina newspapers outside of Mecklenburg County, throughout the state.
Hmm.
Goes back, it's really strong for the 19th century and early 20th. So, you know, genealogy, or as you might imagine, very quickly takes you out of one county or another, or one state or another. But this at least lets you look broadly through North Carolina.
Okay.
And Digital NC for those city directories. We do house all of Charlotte Mecklenburg County city directories going back to 1879. And you're wondering, what is a city directory? It's similar to a telephone book, but it has a lot of great resources because it gives information about the person who lived at the house, when they lived at the house, and his wife, his occupation, where his the address for his occupation, and the list of the children if they're adult below. And it's just a great resource. And now if you go to Digital NC, you can look at all of, because we've loaned them our city directory so they could do this. And also there are annuals on Digital NC. And we have an index to our annuals. And some of the photographs that you'll see on Digital NC of the Charlotte Mecklenburg school system were our annuals that we loaned them, and they only go up to so far for privacy reasons.
Okay. You know, we're talking a lot about the collection and how people can get to the collection. The most valuable resource we have here, of course, it's part of the collection, but it's the staff.
Right.
You can reach the staff virtually also from the website. They will help you with your research needs. You don't have to try this on your own. You don't have to spend hours and hours. If you can't find it, please either email us at carolinaroom@cmlibrary.org or fill out the feedback form, which is off of our website. cmlibrary.org under Robinson Spangler Carolina Room. You can submit that, or you can call us. You can call us at 704-416-0150. And we'll get back to you, and we will deliver the information to you electronically.
Great. Or by mail.
If we can, or by mail.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to thank the Carolina Room staff for joining us. We had Sheila, Sydney, Leonora, Tom, Robert, and Megan. And I thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed the program. You can find out more about the library at www.cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check the library's calendar and resources pages. And also, you can find the digital branch at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. And you can find the Carolina Room information at cmstory.org. Or check the branches. The Carolina Room does fall under library branches at cmlibrary.org/branches. Thank you very much. Have a great day.